Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stat Zone and Feedback. Matt's not here, so until I see proof that a vote has been submitted, we will be talking some NBA. We'll talk some MLB as I went to and had a really good time. When I was out in Denver on Friday, I went to the Colorado Rockies game where they allow you to bring in food and drinks, and I got a bobblehead, and it was all very, very, very cool. So I enjoyed
it. Well, I'm back.
Let me see.
I'm back. Look, right there. Confirmed.
Vote. Your free vote for Mark. All right.
For Marcus Davis is received. Official.
For today.
Well, I'm back in.
Well, you're back in for today. We'll find out shortly as to how long this competition is going on.
Well, he's currently in first place. And so now I got to help make sure he ensures he wins first place, because I know what it feels like to be devastated by taking second place.
All right. Then you need to forward the link to your 5,642 people that you think you know and ask the six that you do know if they'll vote for Marcus. Because you don't want Marcus on your bad side.
Yeah, I know.
He's told us some stories.
Does he have like a pretty crazy nickname, like
Irish hand grenade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you can't say that, right?
Why can't you say Irish hand grenade?
Well, you can't say bomb. You said bomb on a plane, you would get kicked off. Right? You said bomb on Facebook, got banned for 30 days. You can't say hand grenade.
Sure you can.
What's the difference between a hand grenade and a bomb?
The size.
The Kremlin just apparently got attacked today. There's they're saying an assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin in the Kremlin. But now there are questions if it's actually real or not.
I don't even care. There's so many questions. There's so many fakes.
Mike, I have a question. Coming out of the break, the guy said that the stock market was up a fraction. Like, what's that? Because the other markets, he was like, oh, it's up 80 points. He's like, oh, the S&P is up a fraction. Like, how much is a fraction?
I couldn't answer that to you.
I'm just curious. I want to learn something new today.
Well, I went to math school in high school. A fraction could be a quarter.
Okay.
Could be 10%. Right. And you know, in our environment, up 10% is a great thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather it be up 10% than down 60%.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Sixers pull off a huge win. Lakers pull off a huge win. Did not see either one, but that's what I heard.
Okay. Basketball still a thing? The basketball still a thing?
The Knicks are in the playoffs.
Okay.
We don't even have to say if they're winning or losing. Spike Lee's still a fan? Spike Lee is there. Reggie Miller.
Reggie Miller and Spike Lee are friends, though?
Well, he got to be in a movie.
What?
It was a bet they made.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the big choke where he scored like 42 points in 9 seconds.
Wow.
Brings him back from defeat.
Wow.
You know, Knicks are up like 42. Reggie Miller scores 67 points in 9 seconds.
Yeah, he's the best.
You know, the original, and I don't know this for a fact, but White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah.
You saw the movie, right? I think they took that from the real life of Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
So.
But I think the movie's before that.
Reggie Miller would go into the parks as a youngster and play 2-on-2. And he would be so confident in his skills, he would say, I will take on any two people that are here. And I'm so good, I'll play with my sister.
Yeah, because she was better than him.
Yeah, Cheryl was better than him.
He's number two in his family. He's number two in his family, and I know what it feels like to be number two.
He's in the Hall of Fame, and he's number two.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that? You know,
Cheryl was a beast.
You're out there on the big streets, you know, like out at the beach here in St. Pete. It's famous for pickup basketball. And could you imagine you go out there, you're this skinny little kid, and you're like, yeah, I'm that good. Any two you want, I don't care. I'll take my sister.
Yeah.
And then Cheryl's throwing it from the parking lot.
Yeah, she's a beast.
And blocking.
Boxing out. Like, she's the Michael Jordan of the NBA.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rays, what's up with them?
I think they're still winning. Just beat the best team other than them is the Pirates. They beat them yesterday 4-2, I think it was.
Game tonight.
pretty much an amazing start to the major league season.
It's not important to start good.
Well, we know it's how you finish.
You want to finish good.
But it's exciting, I think. I nobody talks about it anymore. But I think the Rays are – it's great for the city.
Name a player on the team.
Randy Rosarena.
Okay. All right. With Randy Land.
Yeah, Randy Land.
Yep.
And
all right, so that's one. Can you name any more?
There's a Brandon Lau. And there's Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe's on 911.
And then there's
And he's pushing keto.
Oh, who's the tall kid that eats at the other restaurant that I had? His aunt and uncle come here all the time.
I don't know what that has to do.
Trevor
Whitman?
No. Tall kid had shoulder surgery out for the year.
I don't know if I could name 10 Major League Baseball players right now. And that's counting Randy, whatever his last name is.
Rosarena.
Okay. So Aaron Judge, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper,
okay.
Otani, Josh Hader, only because of Tony Saunders. Who's the cheater, the second baseman from the Astros?
Oh.
But it didn't count because I can't think of his name.
Some Felipe or something?
Oh, no. I can't think of his name.
Jose Altuve.
Who is it?
Jose Altuve.
Altuve. Nice.
Well, that's why you made the tuna reference. Okay.
Big tuna fish.
So there. I could name six off the top of my head. Max Scherzer. Only because I just saw it. Who got suspended.
What about the Swisher guy? Like, Swisher dude?
He just played
Swisher,
Saturday Swisher. Against the Savannah Bananas.
Oh, really? Oh, they were here. Yeah, we missed it because we were in.
And he almost killed us at the Valspar. We were walking. Steve and I were walking. We did our interviews. We were leaving. And he hit from the trees, which was our fault, not his. And it whizzed. He apologized.
What do I have to do to get on one of these golf outings as a station that Knockout Radio is involved in, but yet I'm not invited to? Like, what do I got to do? I mean, I got a valid driver's license. I can drive a golf cart.
Consistent.
I mean, I'm pretty good from the green tee.
From the green tee?
Well, what color is the other?
I bet you're good from the red tees.
Okay. Is that the women's tee?
Yes.
I'm dominate the women's league.
I'm sure you will.
I wouldn't be second place in that.
Really?
Yeah.
From the women's, I'll take that bet.
From the women's tee?
Yeah. I'll put you on the women's tee. I'll go get a lady golfer.
Dominant.
A real lady golfer.
Get them all. Get a trans.
Have you seen the meme that's out there?
No.
It's so funny. I could probably get in trouble for
saying it. Do it.
Well, I won't say it, but it's the dude that's swimming and winning all the titles.
Oh, Michael Phelps?
No, the dude that's swimming in the women's races. I don't remember
what
her name. It says, if you have a problem with what I'm doing, you can kiss my butt or something in those lines.
Dude, I would dominate women. Listen. Which hole's the windmill on?
Exactly. I don't even think you could win in putt putt.
Oh, of course I could.
How many bangs off the side could you do?
I mean, it depends on the hole.
When's your ridiculous? Did you make on the next stage on Wheel of Fortune?
Wheel of Fortune. I don't know. If I don't get that, I'm the loser in that too. I mean, I'm having a bad week, Randy.
I turned TMZ down.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, they called me Monday. I know we have to break here in a minute. And they gave me the list, and I said, there's nothing, I can't respond to any of these things.
Oh, the current stories that they're looking for feedback on?
And then they did BKFC. I'm like, well, why didn't you use me for BKFC? And they said that they don't have live guests on the sports portion of TMZ. It's just all the...
Because we saw Kevin Smith from Smith Bros. Combat Gym with Conor McGregor on TMZ.
I don't necessarily think he was with him.
He was just what? He was there.
Well, he was there,
and he helped him down the stairs so he wouldn't fall.
So he wouldn't fall.
Yeah, don't want him to break his leg.
The only category that I could have responded to, and I told him, was the Michael J. Fox on his statement that he doesn't think he's going to live past 80. And what do you say? I feel bad. What else could you possibly say to that statement? Do another Back to the Future before it's too late.
Possibly rewind time.
Hey, yeah, if anybody could go back in time,
yeah,
get in on that DeLorean. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, more shenanigans and one bad dude when we come back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tubby Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Can you listen to the same song too much?
Yeah.
Can you?
For sure.
Literally, when I go into my studio at home and I go to do some work, you know, whether it's the legal stuff or this radio show, the first thing I say is, Alexa, play Scorpions. And it's the same 10 songs.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm tired of it yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's seasonal. I think it, I mean,
the
I
Scorpions
think,
are seasonal?
Well, I think you vibe with a certain era, right? So, like, for you, like, the disco era, like, when, you know, like, when you hear certain threads and it just resonates with you, you know, maybe it's a Carlos Santana, like, guitar pick thread, you know.
Lick. Or, it's called a guitar lick.
The lick?
Yes. It's a lick.
I thought it was a riff.
No.
It's a riff.
Well, it could be a riff.
How do you riff a tick?
How do you lick a riff?
But, no, I think it's that's what the power of music is, though, right? I mean, it's sound, and it resonates with you, and you feel a certain way. And so then tie it in with, like, a certain phase of your career, whether it's your motivation to go and do a competition. Or, you know, I know there are certain songs when I was bodybuilding that just would amp me up, and I would just get, like, lost in the song and lost in the moment. And then now that I'm not competitively bodybuilding, I still hear those songs, but they don't resonate like they once did. Like, before, it would be like, that was my anthem. It would be like, you know, like Hulk Hogan's American Hero, you know, walking to the ring, like, you know, I'm a real American. You know, like, that song is, like, powerful. But, you know, it just reminds you of a certain time. And then when you hear it, it takes you back to a certain time. You're kind of conflicted because all those songs you grew up with, you have memories with at different stages. Now you know the band personally. You travel with them out of the country. So now it's got a new meaning. So now you're hearing the same song, the same choruses, the same lyrics, but now you have different emotional attachment to it.
I could just play along and say, okay.
Well, I don't think you're going to get tired of it because you like Mickey. You have you know the band.
Sure. No, for sure.
So you're now going to be a Scorpion guy. Like, that's your album. That's your anthem.
No, it is. I mean, there's no doubt that. I used to go in there and it was always, you know, Queen. You know, I would always start with Queen. I would do some other things. But now the first thing I go into is Scorpions. And honestly, I don't think it's going to get old anytime soon. And as soon as it does get old, I'm going to go with Steve to another concert. And then it'll refresh.
Now, do they keep making new songs, or do they just play their album and their catalogs?
Like there's new songs.
Constantly writing new songs.
Yeah.
Do they need a writer? Because I know words.
Can I just say this publicly? You're an idiot. Can I be consistent?
Well, I can spell words on Will.
No, you can't. That's the problem. You can't.
But I got second place, probably. They haven't called me back, but I'm sure I did.
Second place is good. They're going to send you one of those buzzers.
You know what my answer that I got right was? I got two of the five right. I got before and after. So it was, or maybe the same thing. I don't know the puzzle. But it was mailing and Gettysburg Address. That was a hard one. Most people don't even know what a Gettysburg Address is.
Or what a mailing address is.
Or where it is. Yeah. And then
today's generation doesn't know anything about a mailing address.
It's true. They don't even know how to use caller ID. Like, if we miss a call at the restaurant, I'm like, hey, call that customer back. Let them know that we, missed their call. They're like, how do you do that?
You know,
they don't know how to scroll down a missed call list.
Well, I thought you could hit a certain number and it would call that number back.
Well, yeah, redial. That's called redial.
Is that what that is?
That's redial.
Well, no, that's not true. It's not a redial.
It is a redial.
Redial is when you redial the number you just called. It's not calling the number that just called you.
What would that be called?
Calling the last number. There's a number that you hit.
So recall?
Recall. Recall could
recall.
Work. I'll go with recall before I'll go with redial. Okay. You didn't dial it.
I'll do you one better. How about star 69?
That's
Whoa. It's not that kind of program. It's a family wholesome show, buddy.
that's to call the number that just called you, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There you go. So that's not redial, it's recall.
But isn't that sort of the same thing as being able to figure out how to work with missed calls?
Oh yeah, missed call. We got the peanut gallery. The from the audience, thank you for chiming in.
I don't answer missed calls.
Well, I got one coming in. I don't want to miss it because it's my boss. It's Tommy Kalesi from Billboard Mats.
That's
the guy who got me to Denver.
Yes, but did he get you home?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm all the way around.
All right. It all works.
But I don't want to miss this call. How do you redial that?
You hit redial. See, on the iPhone, it's easy because it shows you the missed calls. But like in the 1904 phone that you have here at Tournament de Pizza, the dial.
The rotary phone. The rotary phone.
How about today's
What was the last time you used a rotary phone?
Well, what was the last time you used a pay phone?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I've even seen a payphone.
I know that I used one in 1980. I know I used it then. I used to call my wife all the time on it.
I mean, the cell phones weren't really
handheld. Do you know how you would call home and let them know that you were okay on a payphone?
Hit O for operator?
Yeah, but you would have to pay for the phone call.
Okay.
So
you would put coins in the machine?
What you would do is, you would call collect.
Oh, right.
And you would call collect. They would refuse it, and they knew that you were okay.
Do you remember that movie with Chevy Chase called Funny Farm?
No.
Chevy Chase moved out to the country, and like he hadn't had a phone hooked up yet, so he's using like a call an operator. She's like, please deposit 10 cents. So he didn't have, it wasn't a phone. It was like some kind of, so he took a penny and he dropped it into a glass jar to make it sound like he like deposited coins, and the operator was smarter than him. She's like, sir, I know that was two pennies. So no, it's crazy how technology changed. Like, the world has changed so much.
What was the first cell phone you had?
It was a bag phone, and it plugged in the cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
And then my dad converted to get an antenna because it didn't get reception, and it was only for emergency calls because I think
was your dad in Brazil?
No, it was here. But I think he only had I think he only had like 25 anytime minutes to use a month for the plan that he paid. So it was literally, do not call anyone. Don't talk on this phone.
Yeah, and that was the way it was when cell phones first started. You paid by the minute.
Right.
And so, like, I didn't want to ever use my cell phone.
Right.
You know, like now you just hook it up and you're on it all day long, but it's unlimited.
Well, it used to be like timed, right? So at 9 o'clock p.m., your nights right. and weekends would start. Right. So you could buy packages. So you get like 100 minutes a month during the daytime business hours. And then the rest was recreation. So, but yeah. And then I remember somebody telling me, like, oh, it's all going to be data in the future. No one's going to use voice. No one's going to use minutes anymore. I'm like, you're crazy. Like, who's going to use data? They're like, just watch. And sure enough, it's all digital. It's all data. Now, if you call somebody, they're like, what's wrong? Like a voice call now is like, what's wrong? Are you okay? Right? Where, you know, it's like, hey, just text me. Like, I just.
Before the bottom of the hour, A, did you watch any of the draft? And B, give me your opinions if you did, your thoughts on the draft.
I did not watch the draft.
Did Caleb get drafted?
I haven't talked to Caleb since last show. He had to run out of here for camp. Make sure he got to Canada on time.
He ran out pretty quickly.
By foot. I haven't checked in with him. I hope he's okay. No, I did not watch the draft. I don't really know anyone that's being drafted. I don't really care.
I want the New York Football Jets so bad this year.
To win because of Rodgers?
Yeah. Well, just because of the whole thing, yeah. And I'm not a big Rodgers guy, but the Jets were so close. They are so close. They're a young team. Now they have this veteran come in, you know, and if he can keep his mind right and, you know, care, this possibly could be, you know, the Jets' year. I'd be very happy for one of their play-by-play guys, Marty Lyons.
Yeah.
Pinellas Park zone. So.
I mean, now that we're talking about the NFL, I mean, I think we should talk about the tragedy of Shaq Barrett's daughter passing away. It shows we live in Florida. You know, we have the highest rate of accidental drownings because of the amount of water access with waters and rivers and oceans, currents. But more dangerous than that, I think, is home swimming pools. You know, it just takes one lapse in time or just you're on the phone or sure. You're distracted or you're not paying attention or the gate's open or and you know, Shaq, unfortunately, is dealing with the grief of losing his daughter to a tragedy. So our hearts go out to the entire Buccaneer family, the players, and, of course, the Barrett family.
Well, my thoughts go out to the Barrett family. I mean, Buccaneer family. I mean, it's that family.
For sure.
You know, I mean, they're all touched, especially if you know Shaq. But you're right. You know, one little thing, and you don't realize, you know, my granddaughter just, well, it depends on if Walt Disney's listening or not, as to how old she is. she's getting of age to open doors. You know, so even keeping it locked isn't good enough. Even keeping it latched isn't good enough. And it's not just pools. You know, there's a legendary story in my family. Sean was 4, maybe, and I took him to work one day at the courthouse in Tampa. And, you know, Sean was an awesomely cute kid, just like he's an awesomely cute young man. And one of the ladies that worked at the courthouse at the official records department, you know, would always ask, hey, can I hold Sean? Can I play with Sean while you're working? I said, sure. So this one time she had him. I'm doing my research. I come back. I go, where's Sean? She goes, oh, I thought you got him. I swear to you, this is true. Sean was on Kennedy Boulevard.
Whoa.
He walked out of the county courthouse down the street and was on the corner of Kennedy and whatever that main road is of the Hillsborough County Courthouse. So that quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's not your kid.
For sure.
Even though you are, you know, so that's why I don't. Matter of fact, when I take the baby to the park, I don't even use her real name.
Oh, right. Because somebody calls her over.
Or I've had little kids come over and, you know, what's her name? I make them up. Well, yeah. I make up names for me, too.
For
but
sure.
You can never be too careful.
Yeah. I mean, and in fact, that's why my wife and I bought our house in the development we did, because we didn't want to have a pool on site just for that same purpose. Because of you take a nap on the couch, you're watching a movie, you fall asleep, and then boom, like you don't know.
So you're happy with the neighborhood you live in. I'm curious if your neighbors are happy with you. You know, I've seen you pretending to work out at 3 in the morning.
I'm a legend in the neighborhood.
In your own mind.
Yeah, 24-hour access gym, water slides, pool, community pool. Like, so yeah, so if you want to be second place, come to me. I'll make
Is that the neighborhood of second placers?
Yeah, I can. It's all a bunch of runner-ups. You know, like we got a runner-up club, and it's just all guys that just almost were good enough.
Why does it have to be all guys?
Well, the girls, I guess they can be runner-up too.
Exactly.
Or equal losers in our neighborhood.
Equal losers.
Yeah, like, if you're a loser, come to our neighborhood. We treat you with equality.
There is openings. You can work out at the 2:30 a.m. gym. Matt will pretend to work out, but the gym will be open. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm going to knock him out.
That was a very cool Bob Sapp.
Bob Sapp, the big wrestler, MMA K1 fighter
guy?
Yeah. That's back when the UFC didn't have weight classes.
I brought him to Nashville for one of the charity events. Very cool. So something just popped up. We're reaching out to Matt Friola now. Random item found inside, outside your childhood home that most likely wouldn't be found in homes of today.
Okay.
Now, I didn't read the whole thing when I responded, so I better delete it off. But I once found a Rolex outside the house.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It was a Rolex. It was down in Venice, Florida. And my grandfather had rules. Like, if you go into the Florida room, you can't come out. And there was these beads that I still have to this day. And you had to kind of like walk or really hunch over and shimmy out. But he would, if you go outside to play, you can't come back in.
Okay.
And so, you know, Venice, there was nothing really going on in Venice. And I'm trying to find things to do. And I happened to go into this bathroom, and there was a Rolex watch there.
Wow. I mean, I think it's talking about more like technology, right? Like what toys were
yeah, probably.
Around. Like
we'll talk more about toys, but right now let's talk a little bit more about UFC 288. And let's welcome back to the program, the Steamroller, Matt Friola. Matt, how are you?
Yo, what's up, Randy? I'm doing good, man.
How's things up there? I know it's just the beginning, obviously, of fight week, but I'm curious, you know, how fun is it? How fun will it be to, you know, basically fight in your backyard?
great, man. I know that whenever the UFC comes to the Northeast, they give the Steamroller a call. So I'm pumped about that.
How has the sport or even your training changed, you know, since you first started, what, 8, 9 years ago?
I'm still putting the work in and day out. I'm just training a little bit smarter now. You know, I've been doing this for like 10 years now. I have to, you know, be able to, you know, this is tough on your body, you know. So just kind of learning how to listen to my body and how to stay healthy.
Maybe next time you come down to Tampa, you can show me how you listen to your body and what to do. Because my body tells me eat another piece of cake and I do it.
Yeah, mine too. So you got to have discipline.
So Matt, I mean, this question is more about like your team. You know, obviously you're really tight with all the guys on the team from the Tampa area, Billy Q and Arroyo and all those guys. How do you handle like adversity for like a teammate? Like Billy had a tough fight last time. Like he obviously is disappointed in his performance and his expectation. You know, do you feel like this is like redemption for your team? Like, hey, I got to go out and put on a show and redeem like, you know, those kind of heartaches and make everyone stronger together?
No, not really. I mean, when you're fighting at the highest level, it happens. You know, everybody loses. It's part of what we do, but it's how you come back. It's how you, you know, how you come back from that, not let it define you, and just right on to the next one.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Drew Dober. It is the main event on ESPN and ESPN Plus. A lot of eyes, obviously, are going to be on it. The thoughts on Drew?
Yeah, you know, he's a very skilled fighter. I've been watching him for a long time. He's got, you know, the most knockouts in the lightweight division. He's an amazing, like, Muay Thai fighter, but he's also brown belt in jiu-jitsu, and guys have some wrestling. But he wants to stand. He wants to stand and bang, and he's a dog, which excites me. You know, these are the kind of guys that want to fight. I want to fight the best guys in the world, and we have that fight, so I'm pumped.
When you're watching, and I'm sure as a team, and, you know, you may do it even more than, you know, coaches and such, watching your opponent's film, how do you watch it and then kind of remember it, but also forget it at the same time? Meaning, you know, if he's used to doing one thing, you don't want to count on that. That's what he's used to doing, because that may be the one time he won't do it.
Yeah, no, I watch enough film. I don't watch too much, and I always have, you know, remind myself that he's not in there fighting me, and you know, he could be different. But I look at his stance, I look at his movement, and it's for my visualizing. You know, I'm prepared for anything. The film just helps the picture in my mind's eye really see it.
Do you get the opportunity either to maybe watch some of the fights, you know, before, or you're so, you know, you're focused, you're waiting for your time, then will you have time to kind of watch fights after, or, you know, how does that work fight night?
Yeah, they always have the fights on TV in the back and whatnot, and I don't really watch them. Much. I'm kind of just in my own zone, pretty dialed in, but sometimes I'll catch like a finish here or there, but no, I don't really watch it before and after, depending on where I am at the card. Like my last fight at MSG, I had that fight, that win, and then we went to a bar and celebrated and watched the main card. It was a good time.
So Matt, when you're not inside the octagon, obviously, Are you a big baseball fan? I mean, I see on your Instagram you did a day at the Mets field. Are you a big baseball fan, or what is your favorite sport when you're not actually combat sporting, fighting?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a lifelong Mets fan. I love watching the Mets and then watching the Jets. I love football. I love hockey and watching the Islanders. Those are my teams.
So have you made that bet with Billy when Buffalo plays the Jets?
No, I haven't made that bet yet with them, but I know the Jets are going to whoop on the Bills, and I can't wait to see them.
You've got to be excited about that, and I believe the Jets are like, I think, third or fourth in the odds to make it to the Super Bowl.
I know, right? We got a quarterback finally.
definitely be a good season. I think it'll be a good season, obviously, for the Jets coming up. You know, finally, and I always end it this way, what can the fans expect? I'm sure this is going to be the fight of the night or a potential fight of the night. What can they expect when you and Drew get in the octagon?
You know, you can expect a dog fight. A dog, I'm a dog, and that's where I excel the most is in dog fights because we don't lose those. So I'm ready for him, and I know he's ready for me. And we're gonna meet, and may the best man win.
That'll be awesome. And, you know, let us know when you get back down here to the Tampa Bay area, get you back in the pizzeria and get you guys some pizza.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Matt. Matt Friola, the Steamroller. Getting back in the octagon, basically in his backyard. This is in New Jersey. It's close enough. And this is going to be an interesting fight. It is the main event on ESPN.
It's a big
fight. It is the main event on ESPN+. Plus. And tune in. Don't miss it. That's it.
I'm excited. I think that's the fight of the night. I think that you're going to see, I mean, and I was looking for the answer. Like, what do you expect to see? I was expecting fireworks. And then he said it's going to be a dog fight.
There's a new one.
It's like, so that adds to the list of answers that fighters give going into a combat sport.
The problem with this being fight of the night is the main event is going to be a great fight as well. And I think, and I don't like this. I think if it's so close, you give it to lower in the card. You know, if it's head above tails,
right,
you know, then yeah. But if it's that close and that close, I mean, is the $50,000 going to change Henry Cejudo's life?
No.
And I'm not saying 50 grand is going to change Matt Friola's life, but it's certainly going to help.
Yeah,
you know,
course.
It's not main event money. It's not points. It's not any of that stuff.
For sure.
And I'd like to see that. But this is the main event. I'd like to always say it that way. You know, on...
Is it weird having a UFC fight and not having Frankie Edgar on it in Jersey?
Not even hearing about Frankie Edgar.
But that's the guy. Like, that Jersey is his place. Like, you would think that...
Would people recognize him if he walked into the arena? Like, nobody... It still bothers me. Demetrius Johnson walked behind me. His seat was behind mine.
Donald Cerrone is sitting behind me, and I didn't even know it was him. He didn't have a beard.
Well, his,
or he didn't have a cowboy hat.
Yeah, his movie roles and stuff.
And he didn't have boots on, and he didn't have a horse. I didn't recognize him.
I saw people yell at Rose.
Yeah. Well, Rose is recognizable because she's still got the same haircut since 89.
And I texted Pat Barry.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fight was over. I texted him like 10 minutes later. He goes, no, we're already gone. We're already home.
Yeah.
they were in and they were out.
And then Kamaru was there and he had a hoodie on, his sunglasses, like trying to be incognito.
And who would have ever thunk that that was Kamaru when he's standing next to a 6'9" giant and his brother?
Yeah. Well, that was his server. And and Muhammad was running drinks and food, and he spilled the drinks. He had to get the mop, and like it was a show. But it was nice to see, you know, the respect from the older brother to the younger brother.
Sure, I'm sure if I told my younger brother go get me a drink, I know what he would say.
Get it yourself.
Here's my credit card. Go get it yourself. Let's
give me one while you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Get me two, not one. As a matter of fact, you get none and just go get me two. Let's go hit our. Final break of the afternoon. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Statsong.
Here come the jesters. 1, 2, 3.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. Final segment here, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. Who do you like in the main event?
My boy, the guy that I drove around in an Uber in Atlanta before BKSC was sanctioned in that state. I took the triple champ to the airport.
Right.
I was in his promo video. So
you're not in his promo video.
I am in his promo video.
Oh my. First of all, it's not a promo video.
It is a promo video.
And I'm going to call and tell him I did not give you permission.
But it's a promo video.
And it needs to be taken out instantly. You know, size is it may come into play here.
Henry looked so good at his last fight. His last fight
so
was
small.
His best performance. And he incorporated the leg kicks. He looked so dominant that I think he brings that same intensity. He's been training
Who did he fight last fight?
Dillashaw, was it? Or who is it?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, maybe it's Cruz. It could have been Dominic Cruz.
I don't know if that's the case, but whatever.
I'll find out.
Google it real quick. Instead of being prepared. Always Google it. I just think the size difference could come into play. Sterling Aljamain has looked so good, you know, after the fluke, how he won it, and then how he's defended it and how he's looked. It has been definitely impressive, if nothing else. So did you get?
I'm looking it up. Google is a little slow.
So if we all remember, let's go back to 2020.
Okay.
Okay. And there was an election. People would go and vote and have no clue who they're voting for or why they're voting for, correct? Okay. I would like to pretend it's 2020 again.
Okay.
And I would like everybody to go vote. You don't need to know why.
Okay.
But if you want to know why, we'll find out right now. Let's welcome, I think he's leading the category right now, the Irish hand grenade, Marcus.
Yeah.
David. What's up, MD?
What's going on, Randy? How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. So I saw your Facebook post. I'm obviously posting it. We're trying to get you some 2020 votes. Vote often. Vote as many times, legally or illegally. It doesn't matter. what is this? What's the category? What are we going to win?
All right. So what's going on here is this is Men's Health and Fitness. It's their contest for what they call their, you know, you're becoming that year's Men's Health and Fitness guy, right? So the grand prize, like, it's not a lot of cash, it's 20 grand. So that's a lot, right? Especially right now during these times. But the main thing is, like, you get a 3-page layout in Men's Health and Fitness, which obviously you can use to promote your business. You can, use to, you know, promote anything to do with what you're doing at this time. So for me, I work in a corporate company now, a corporate fitness company, and I also own my own personal training website and stuff. And then I'm still training some fighters, just a select few. And I just want to be able to promote that. And that's a big deal.
How did the two parties, the magazine and yourself, get put together? Was it, you know, they reached out to you? Tim Boach contacted them for you? How did this whole thing happen?
What's weird is that, I knew nothing of it. And I just got a message from an old schoolmate. His name's Ronnie Patterson. And we went to school together. We played football together when we were kids. And then we just knew each other through high school. And he sent me a message that said, hey, I think you should look into this. And, at that time I was posting a lot of stuff on social media because I was segueing out of the MMA culture and into the more of the fitness culture so I could, like, the bigger pool because I can hit the every nowaday person. And because of the way that I'm built, there's a lot of science that goes into this, right? There's four different types of body structures, really, when it comes to muscle tissue, right? You have two different types of fast twitch and slow twitch. I'm on the lowest end, which is kind of funny. I'm on the lowest end of athletic muscles. My body is made up of mostly slow twitch, which just means I'm not very explosive. I'm not going to be a very fast sprinter. But what it allows me to do is have great conditioning of my muscles, and I can build muscle tissue really easy. So I'm pretty proportional in that. Like, if you look at the pictures now of me, like that picture for the contest that they're using in the front, that's not how I looked like when I was fighting in MMA. So, like, I now have more of a body that looks kind of like a bodybuilder. Not really, but kind of, because I have a lot of vascularity and stuff, which I didn't have when I was fighting, because when you're fighting, you need a regular athlete's body, as you would know, would look like somebody like, you know, Israel Adesanya, who's not muscle bound, but is just, you know, looks lean and in good shape.
Right.
And that's how I was. And, you know, when I was fighting at 170 and 155 pounds, I now walk around at 185 pounds. So it's a different look. And I'm targeting guys that are closer to my age. So I'm 50, but I look better than a lot of guys that are 25 years old now, because I've really taken care of my body. I went to school and everything for biomechanics and physiology and stuff while I was fighting. And then when I got out of fighting, I really dumped myself into the education. I read clinical data all the time and just to get, the more cutting edge, up-to-date information, whether it's on, training, hypertrophy, strength conditioning, or if it's on nutrition, recovery, supplementation. I'm just into all that now.
I'm just curious, and I know Matt's going to jump in here in a second. Why is it more interesting when Marcus says it than when you say it?
Because you don't like me.
That's true.
And you like Marcus.
That's true.
And you respect Marcus.
That's true. And I don't respect you. That's true.
But everything Marcus said is 100% spot on. And you look, yeah, back in UFC days, when you first started covering the sport, Randy, back at UFC 1.
Jesus,
those guys,
fought Moses.
Well, look at the guys. They all looked like bodybuilders. They're big, massive, muscular guys. And through science, we've learned that the faster the oxygen deprivation, the more muscle mass you have. So now your elite athletes in the UFC don't look nearly like they used to do 30 years ago.
All right, that's important. But more important, Marcus, where do people go to vote? Give us the whole rundown, or give them the whole rundown. We got to make sure. See, Matt took second place, and he seriously wants to kill himself.
I did,
so
Marcus.
We need to make sure that you win this,
Marcus. I had a sleeper, man. I weighed in. I was in first place the whole competition, 8-week challenge, the transformation, and this kid came out of nowhere with 10 points on his last check-in and took my trophy, and I'm devastated right now. So
keep moving
the gas, brother.
That sucks.
Do not give up.
That's why I'm going to try to stay on this and push. So let me, now that I've read through how this thing's going to work, over the next few weeks, they have everybody in these classes. So I'm not sure how many there are, but let's just use 10. Let's say there's 10 different classes, and each class holds, let's say, 30 people. Every 10 days, they're going to wean out, let's say they're going to go from 30 to 20, then to 10, then to the last five. Once they get to the last five, they're going to pull all the classes together and then start eliminating each one of those. So what's important is that you just stay and you keep ahead in the class, that you're winning in your class.
Right.
The thing that sucks is this, is after all those weeks and everything, when it gets down to the last, let's say, five groups, and they pull them all together, they're going to wipe out all the voting, and they're going to start from scratch, and they're going to start all over again. So it's not going to be a cumulative.
Right, right.
So one of the things that with me is that I've had a lot of people that have donated money to the Wounded Warrior Fund, and depending on every dollar that you spend gives you that vote. So I can't see who everybody that votes, but the highest people that, like, in that period that vote and spend money, you get to see those at least.
Right.
I
was going to say, and I just want to, you know, throw this out. You don't have to spend money to vote.
Everybody
gets one free vote every 24 hours. So
yeah.
You know, vote either way, you know, donate some money. But if you don't want to donate money, you don't have to. You can still vote every day for Marcus.
Exactly. So, right. So I have a lot of people doing that, which is, you know, I'm just so I was so moved the first day because visually I saw six people donate $100 for 100 votes.
Wow.
For the Wounded Warrior. And then I was like, I literally, I'm not kidding, Randy, I got choked up that people would even do that. Like, I haven't been, like, relevant in the world of MMA, so it's not, it has nothing to do with that. Not for, like, 12 years or whatever it's been. And to know that people would both support this cause and support me literally, like, moved me. And that's probably a time, because I'm turning 50 years old this year in a couple of months. So, you know, you get a little softer as you get older. And I'm also pretty hyped about this because the guys that are in this league are like 20-year-old guys. And here I am as a 50-year-old guy, and I'm competing well with these 20-year-old guys.
I just want to correct, since I'm, I don't know, 1,500 miles away from you, I'm going to correct something that you said. I wouldn't say this maybe to your face, but I seriously doubt that you're getting softer as you get older.
Well, I mean, I would say emotionally, like, right, I'm at that time where my daughters are about to have, you know, children, so I'm about to become a grandpa soon. You know, I have a 33-year-old daughter, and her and her husband are working on giving me a grandkid. And then I've got a 22-year-old daughter. I got a son who just got married at the beginning of the week. So, you're right, I'm going to become a grandpa soon. So I want to be that grandpa that all the kids are going to say, that guy's never going to die. And I'm just going to be, you know, on the ground, rolling around with them and playing with my grandkids when I'm 75, 80 years old.
I'm going to tell you the same thing my parents told me that I'm sure your parents told you. Your children, our children are awesome. Wait till you get grandchildren. I see my granddaughter every day. I walk down the street. They live on the same street. I scoop her up. I feed her breakfast. I pick her up. As a matter of fact, I got to pick her up this afternoon. I can't stand Walt Disney World, and I take her at least three times a month, and it's the best time.
Yeah, of course. I already know that that's going to happen. And when my mother was alive, my mother used to say to me all the time, it's not fair I had you and you have these kids. Because, my brother and I drove my mother insane as a single woman raising two boys that were killing each other. And we were in trouble. The cops were coming to the house all the time because I was fighting all the time. And with me, I have one son, three girls, and my kids are all straight-A students, never in trouble, no discipline issues, educated. You know, I'm just so lucky and so proud. I have a 17-year-old daughter, the youngest one, that's going to be a junior next year in high school. And she's been in the Beta Club this whole time. She's in the Honor Society. She's just like... My kids are killing it, and the only reason why we're on this earth is to create better people than us and then leave here making this world a better place, and I know that I've done that. I mean, that's what it's about.
True that. You know, absolutely, 100%. I could go into so many other things, but we're at the top of the hour. We're done for today. Let's touch base. I need to get you back on at the beginning of the show so that we can do an entire two-hour show.
All right, well, do story time with Uncle Marcus at some point.
Exactly. You know, I just did. I got about a minute and a half. So I used some from a story you once told me when you met up with your daughter's boyfriend when my soon-to-be son-in-law asked permission to marry my daughter. And I channeled you. So that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. I'm proud of you. That's what has to happen. They need to fear us. I'm not kidding you. He's been married to my daughter how long now? They've been together for 15 years or whatever it's been. Longer than that. Oh my God, what am I saying? Yeah, let's say 15 years. And I just now became his Facebook friend.
So, Marcus, I would join in the competition, but I've already taken second place once, so I don't want to do it again. Yeah, so good luck. Get all the votes you can, and we're cheering for you, buddy.
We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Right. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Marcus, the Irish hand grenade, Davis.
And going back to 2020 voting, it was Henry Cejudo versus Dominic Cruz was Henry's last fight when he looked the most dominant.
Okay.
And I think he wins on Saturday.
It is 2020. Vote often. Vote as many times as you can. Marcus Davis, he needs this win for us, for our community. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank Matt for the career that he had. I'm not sure he'll be here next week, but
maybe Georgia can get extra votes for us this time because now BKFC is sanctioned in Georgia.
Until next week, everybody, this has been Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.